With the spring equinox just a few days off, the demands of the changing season are imposing on gardeners across the country. Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts is among many digging in the dirt.
Yanking weeds in a flower bed at home, trying to do it the right way, that is, getting as far into the dirt as possible, pulling from the root, my fingers touch something hard and cool. It's a fragment of pottery, dark glaze on red clay, a piece of a bowl rim, maybe. We're always finding things in our North Florida dirt, a button from an English cavalry officer's tunic, a Spanish coin from the reign of King Felipe, a jet bead from a rosary, a stone arrowhead white as bone. In America, we tell ourselves the past is as alien as the moon. We see ourselves as a young country in a new world, reimagining, reordering, never looking at the ancient soil beneath our feet. We do not want to know history, fearing it will slow our perpetual self-invention. But we are not so young, and it is not a new world. When the first English-speaking settlers came to Florida, the Spanish had been in St. Augustine for 200 years. When Panfilo de Narvaez sailed up Tampa Bay in 1528, the Timucua and the Apalachee had been there for 500 years. When, 100 years before the Norman conquest, their ancestors migrated north and east from Mexico, they intermarried with a people who had been in Florida for 10,000 years. The hill our house sits on was part of a cotton plantation owned by an old Scotsman named Butler. He used to have early summer parties he called Feasts of Roses, with waltzing in a flower-wreathed hall and dinner at midnight. Nearby, in a tangle of scrub oak and dewberry briars, there's a tiny graveyard for some of the slaves who worked Butler's land. The wooden crosses are nearly rotten, and the names have been washed away by years of furious rain. Before that, our hill belonged to the people native to this place, and the pottery shard I hold in my hand was theirs, maybe 500 years old, maybe older. It's just a little piece of clay, probably local clay, shaped by practiced hands, incised with a sharpened stick. The pattern, which would have gone all the way around the bowl, is of coils or spirals, like tiny far-off galaxies in a telescope picture. I take the trowel and dig down a ways, then push the pottery shard back in the earth and cover it.
Diane Roberts pulls weeds and ruminates in the garden at her mother's home in Tallahassee, Florida.